The Navi in Sefer Yeshayahu says, in Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Ches, the Pasuk says, V'ata Yisrael Avdi Yaakov, Asher Bachar Ticha, Zera Avraham O Avi. The Navi calls Avraham Hashem's beloved. We don't find that term by any of the other Avos. The Pasuk specifically says that Hashem loves Avraham. And the question is why? What was it specific about Avram that we see that he loves him? And also, where do we find in the Torah such a thing that Hashem specifically loved Avram? The Chasam Sofer writes in his introduction to Yerideas called the Pesuchei Chosam, he writes over there that it's based on a Pasuk in this week's Parsha, that the Pasuk says in Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yates, 18:19, the Pasuk says, because Avraham influenced his future generations, his children, to follow in his ways, v'shamru derech Hashem, to keep the ways of Hashem, lasot tzedakah u'mishpat, to perform justice and righteousness. Therefore, ki yedativ. And Rashi says, yedativ, the word yada means chiba, love. That Hashem loved him because he passed on to his future generations, to the people that he interacted with, the love of justice, of the right ways, to keep people in the ways of Hashem. So says the Chasam Sofer, that was the idea. That since Avram influenced his generation, he reached out to other people, he taught other people, because of that, he became the chosen one, the one that loved him. And the Chasam Sofer writes that one might think that if he spends time helping people, teaching people, spreading the light, spreading the ideas, trying to be makariv, to try to bring people close, one might think that that's going to hinder his ability to grow spiritually himself. You know, if he'd hang out in the Beis Medrash all day and all night and never leave, so he'd be able to grow, he'd be able to pray, he'd be able to learn, he'd be able to work on himself and grow and grow and grow and grow. He'd hit tremendous heights. But if you start interacting with the outside and you start talking to people and trying to influence them and helping them, it takes from your time, it takes from your mental energy, it takes from your resources. That might create the ability, the person to feel like he can't strive and hit the highest of the high. The Chasam Sofer says, but that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us. That's incorrect. Even though Avraham might have forfeited his ability to hit certain levels, like Chanoch previously, who lived before him, Chanoch became like an angel. But it doesn't say that Chanoch was the beloved of Hashem. It was only Avraham, because he went ahead and he did what he did. But then the Chasam Sofer says, it's not just that the ideal is for a person to, let's say, focus outward, and not only inward. But he says, you don't even lose out at the end of the day. And he says, that's the context in this story. Hashem is about to destroy Sodom. And Hashem says, how can I hide the news from Avram? How can I not tell him? This is my Avram. How can I tell him what's about to happen? And then the Torah says, continues, because I love him because of the fact that he went ahead and he influenced the next generation. So the Chasam Sofer says that what the Torah is coming to teach us is that, yes, it could be through a person's own introspection all the time, he could hit very high levels of spirituality, but if you spend the time, sometime instead of influencing others, helping others, trying to raise other people's spirituality, Hashem will grant you the ability to rise in spirituality also, and then talk to you, even though maybe you don't deserve it officially because you're not on that level yet, but because you influenced other people, Hashem is going to say, how could I hide this from you? I love you so much. I'm going to come to speak to you. So a person should never feel that he's losing on his spiritual growth by influencing other people. The Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer was the Hafla, and in his Sefer in this week's Parsha, called the Panim Yafos, he says that's the pshat in the pasuk that we say in davening. Pasuk in Tehillim, Tzadik Hatamar Yifrach. We talk about the righteous person will blossom like a tamar, like a date palm, like a tree that gives off fruit. Ke'erez balavanon yiskeh. And then the erez, the cedar tree, which is a much taller tree, a much mightier tree than the date palm, Yisket will reach high, become big, will get there. Because a tzaddik, katamar yifrach, if a tzaddik goes ahead and acts like a fruit tree, he gives off what he has. He shares with others. He influences others. He gives good to other people. Then Hashem will make him like an erez. He'll make him like a cedar tree, a mighty tree, high up in his spiritual levels. So as we all try to grow ourselves, and in our yeshiva we're pursuing to hit high levels of spirituality, we can never forget that we also have to be influencing others, sharing all the beauty of what we're learning over here, trying to bring back other people, trying to show them the way that we know is truth. And we should never think that by doing so, oh, you know, only 3 months, how am I gonna get where I have to get to? Your growth will be escalated in ways that you never would have expected if you spend time helping others and teaching others and spreading that light. But there's a danger. When you start to interact with the outside and you start to influence others, which is the right thing to do, there is a certain danger. And in order to be protected by that danger, I'd like to share one idea from this week's parsha that could hopefully help us. And that is as follows. When the people in Sodom were coming to kill Lot, wanted to destroy Lot for inviting some people into his house, they were surrounding the house, it was a mob, right? They were going to come ahead and get him. So the pasuk says that the angels pulled Lot into the house, locked the door, and then Perek Yutet Pasuk Yud Aleph, Es Hanashim Asher Pesach Habayis, the people that were by the door, Hiku Besan Veirim, Mikaton Vagadol, they blinded all these people. Vayilulim Soal Pesach. So then all this mob could not find the door. So the question is, if any way they were going to go and blind them all, so that they couldn't see and they weren't going to find the door, so what was the point of locking the door? It sounds like you're locking the door so people can't get in. But if anyway no one's going to get in because you're planning on going to blind them, it even sounds like they, even though the order of the pasuk is not the same, it sounds like they blinded them first because otherwise the door was locked and how did they exactly get to the other side to blind? So they blinded them. No one could find the door anyway. So they were protected. Why did he have to go ahead and lock the door? So an answer that was suggested is based on the Haftorah. In this week's Haftorah, we read about the wife of Ovadia, who when Ovadia died, she was in terrible debt. And the king, who the money was owed to, wanted to take her two children, the two sons, as slaves. So she wanted money. She needed money to pay off the king so she doesn't have to lose her two sons. So he went to the Navi, Elisha, and asked Elisha, what could I do? So he asked her, do you have anything in your house? Any oil, anything in your house? Yeah, you have one jug of oil. This story is quoted by the Taz in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, because it's related to the miracle of Chanukah, as we'll see in a moment. So he said, I have one jug of oil. So he said, okay, well, you know, go borrow from your friends a lot of empty jugs. And then lock the door and pour from that one jug of oil into all of your empty jugs that you borrowed. And you'll have a lot of oil. You could sell it, you'll make your money, you pay off the king, you get to keep your kids. So the Malbim asks, why did she have to lock the door? Just take the jug, pour it in the thing. Why did the door have to be locked? And he says a very, very beautiful idea. He says, thought it had the words, exact words, but it's not here, okay? He says as follows. He says that in order for someone to have bracha in his home, in order for there to be blessing, for the kedusha, for the holiness to be in the home, it has to be that you lock the door. It has to be that you lock out outside negative influences in the home. And only once that door was locked, so then kedusha, miracles, whatever it is, could go ahead and happen. And therefore she had to lock the door in order for this whole idea of the pouring of the oil and the multiplying of the oil to come into fruition. She had to go ahead and lock the door. Keep out the ayin hara, keep out the evil influences in order for it to go ahead and work. And the same was suggested over here. The angels are going to save Lot, even though he deserved to get destroyed with all of Sodom, he's going to create a miracle over here. You have to lock the door. You have to push out all of the outside influences, and you have to hit a certain level of purity within your own home in order to be able to experience blessing. So the same thing as applies in our own lives. As we do go out, and we do reach out, and we do try to influence other people, by doing so, we are interacting by definition with people that don't necessarily share the exact same belief system that we have. We're trying to inspire them, and trying to help them realize the beauty that we've found. But when you come back home, when you come back into your dorm room, when you come back here in the Beis Medrash, when you come downstairs in the dining hall, whatever it is, we have to make sure that whatever exposures that we are having outside, we're not bringing back home. We are making sure that we are strengthening our own private existence. How we talk, what type of games we play, what type of ways of hanging out, whatever it is. We make sure that, okay, out there, we have to speak to people, we are exposed to things, in order to go ahead and elevate other people, and that's the right thing to do, and that's how you become the beloved of Hashem. But at the same time, when you're back home, when you're with your family, when you're with yourself, when you're with your roommates, with your friends, we have to try to make sure that we're the purest of the pure. We have to lock that door. It's not so easy. It's like almost playing two games at the same time. But it's something we all could do. And Emir Tashem, if we try to work on that and try to bring that into our yeshiva, that we all enhance each other's experiences over here, we'll be even stronger in our influence on the outside, and we'll all merit to become the beloved of Hashem. Good Shabbos. Thank you.